Alright, today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Aleph. Again, I apologize in advance that I did not have a chance to prepare this morning. So we'll learn it together and we'll see what we're able to make of this. So today's daf is going to discuss, according to my notes, today's daf is going to discuss the Karban Shlamim and the Karban Chagiga. So first of all, we're going to begin with a discussion whether the Karban Shlamim brought on Erev Pesach can be used to fulfill the chiyuv of Shalmei Simcha or Shalmei Chagiga. We have one proof that it cannot be used for Shalmei Simcha and two proofs that it can be used for Shalmei Simcha, but each proof is ultimately rejected. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source for the idea that the emurim of the Chagigas Tesvav, remember we had a Chagigas Yudalid, but then there's also a Chagigas Yudalid was only, that's optional, we said at the top of yesterday's Amud Aleph, that's only in case you need to become to fill your stomach a little bit before having the Korban Pesach, so you could be Ochel Alasova. But then you have the Shalmei Chagiga, which is brought on the actual Yantif on Tesvav. So the Gemara is going to discuss what the makor is for the idea that the Emurim of the Chagigas Tesvav becomes pasul if they're not put on the Mizbeach until the next morning, if it's left over until the next morning before it's put on the Mizbeach. Rav Kana suggests a source. The Gemara quotes a lengthy brisa to demonstrate that what Rav Yosef's question on Rav Kahane is, to reject Rav Kana's source. And then the daf is going to conclude with a mishnah about Karban Pesach that's shechter on Shabbos, but is somehow the Karban becomes somehow problematic. And the mishnah discusses whether the person who shechted is chayiv to bring a Karban Chatas or does not have to bring a Karban Chatas for shechting it on Shabbos, because the person obviously violated Shabbos. So we left off four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. So again, Amar Ula, Amar Blazar. Amar Ula, Shlam Sheshach on Erev Yantiv. A person shechts a Karban Shlamim on Erev Yantiv. Einu Yotze Behen Lo Mishum Simcha V'Lo Mishum Chagiga. A person is not Yotze the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, nor the mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga. Mishum Simcha Dichsev. He's not Yotze Simcha because the pasuk says V'Zavachta V'Samachta V'Yinan Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. Pasuk says V'Zavachta V'Samachta, that you were Zaveach, you shechted it, and V'Samachta, and you rejoice. So we see from there that you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. When's there a mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv? On Yantif. You didn't shecht it on Yantif, you shechted it on Erev Yantif. And that's why one is not Yotze Shalmei Simcha. Mishum Chagiga, the reason why you're not Yotze Mishum Chagiga is Havidavar Shebechova. It's because Chagiga is a Davar Shebechova, something that you're obligated to bring, but called Davar Shebechova Eino Ba Ela Menachulin. And the rule is that a Davar Shebechova can only be brought from an animal that was previously Chulin. If you were a Makdish, an animal, you cannot use it then for anything other than the kedusha that you were makdish it for. So if you already were makdish as a karban shlamim, then you cannot use it for the shalmei simcha that you're going to bring on the first day of Yantif. Because a kol davar shebechova has to come from something that otherwise would have been chulin. So that's the original statement. Now we just said that you need zvicha b'shas simcha. So a little bit about simchas yantiv. The Gemara had said that a shlamin that you shecht on the Erev Yantiv, if you're not Yotzi Mishum Simcha, not Mishum Chagiga, the reason you're not Yotzi Mishum Simcha is because you need Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. Apparently, what we see from here is that the mitzvah of Simcha is not just eating meat. The mitzvah of Simcha is eating meat of a korban. If the mitzvah were eating stam meat, then it really makes absolutely no difference when it was shechted. Basar chulin makes absolutely no difference when it was shechted. It's basar is basar. It's mesameach a person. So you see that it's not about stam basar. It's about basar shlamim that you shecht b'shah simcha, the shchit. So what does that tell you about the nature of the simcha? That it's not necessarily the achila that's even the ikar of the simcha. It could be the ikar of the simcha is the shchitas, the avodah a carbon, is that you're bringing a carbon to the Ribono Shel Olam. Lifnei Hashem, person is in the great sense of Simcha when we're able to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's going to be clear in the Braisa later on, in Daf Kuf Tes. Rabbi Duba Miserah says, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim Ein Simcha L'Bubasar Achshav Shein ein beis hamikdash kayam ein simcha ela b'yayin. Now, why does the simcha shift from basar to yayin? Because what makes basar something that's misameach a person is not the fact that it's meat and people like to eat meat. What makes basar so great is the fact that it's a karban. Yayin, how do I know that yayin works bisman as well? What does that do? How does that in any way mimic the basar? So what's the pasuk yayin yisamach levav enosh? But it has the ability to put someone in sort of a spiritual realm, put someone in a different state of mind, which apparently that's the simcha. The simcha is not just doing something that you enjoy. Now, if you can't do that, you have children or whatever, so then we just give them whatever makes them happy. Then whatever is misamech person, you give them candies. Now, from the Rambam, it doesn't sound this way, though, that the mitzvah of simcha is only if you have simcha in the form of a karban. The Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov writes, Shivus Yimei HaPesach, Shmonus Yimei HaChag, Im Shar Yomim Tovim, Kulam Asurim Behesped V'tainis. You're not allowed to give a hesped, you're not allowed to fast on the days of Yom Tov. V'chayiv Adam Lios Bem Sameach V'tov Leiv, V'hu V'ishto Uvanov V'bnei Banov V'kol HaNil V'mei Lov. And everyone has to be happy, the whole family. Shenemar V'samachta B'chagach Ato Bincha V'itcha V'gomer V'af Alpisha Simcha Amurakan Hi B'korban Shlamim. Even though the real Simcha and the way to fulfill it is through Shalmei Simcha, Yesh B'chalos HaSimcha L'smach Hu Banov V'nei Beso Kol Echad K'roi Lov. Included in that simcha is do whatever makes you happy. Ketzad, Akhtarim Nosilem, Klayim Vagozim McDonald's, give kids candy, Vanashim Karnalem Gadim Vitakshidim Nam Kfimimono, and buy your wife nice clothing and jewelry based on what you can afford. Vahanashim Ochlim Basar Vishosim Yayin, men should eat meat and drink wine. Now, if you were writing that Rambam after learning the Gemara Psachim Kuftes, that when we don't have a base of English, we don't have Basar Shlamim, how will we do simcha? We do simcha with Yayin. What does the Rambam sneak in there? That you shouldn't eat meat. Because ain't simcha ela babasar, ain't simcha ela biyayin. So it sounds like the Rambam says that ein simcha ela b'basar still applies nowadays without the karban. So we have regular meat that's ein simcha ela b'basar. So that's the Beis Yosef's kasha on the Rambam is from that Gemara that it says that's only bizman shebeisim shayikayim. So the Marshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo's Metaritz, the kasha of the Beis Yosef, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, when he says that bizman shebeisim shayikayim ein simcha ela b'basar, does not mean to say that achilas basar bizman hazeh is not simcha. Clearly, Simchas Yom Tov, the ikar way to fulfill Simchas Yom Tov is through a su'uda. And a su'uda that's misameach, a person, is a fleishik su'uda, is a su'uda with basar. That's a davar pashut. But the bizman shebeisim shayikayim, they would eat the basar shlamim, and it would be omid al karban oseim, and that was the ikar simcha. That was enough. Even if they would drink water, even if they would drink soda, it didn't make a difference. As long as they had their karban, that brought them to the level of simcha that they needed. Achsho Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, says the Marshal in explaining how the Rambam read the Gemara, Ein Simcha L'B'Yayin, you have to have not just Basar, Yayin in addition to the Basar that a person has. You know, you'd say you're a Chiv of Simcha with only Yayin. How does a person Misameach himself? He eats and he drinks wine. And he says, even though we're in Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reject us and doesn't neglect us, and he wants us to be misameach at least on Yantiv. Shagasari also asked on the Rambam from our sugya, meaning the Iker Kasha that the Beis Yosef asked on the Rambam was from the Gemara and Daf Kuf Tes. Shagasari asked on the Rambam from our sugya. It says Shlom that Yishach the Nerav Yantiv, you're not Yotzi Mishum Simcha, but if Stam Basar, you're not Yotzi Mishum Simcha. So then, meaning if you were able to be Yotzi with Stam Basar, so obviously it doesn't have to be a carbon, you could still be Yotzi Simcha. Maybe it's a lower level of the Chiv Simcha, you'd be Yotzi. So it sounds against the Rambam. Like Stam Basar would not be Yotze Yuchi of Simcha. So that's how he says it's a Raya Brura that it seems like a Raya Brura against the Rambam. So the Shagazari concludes that therefore, Bizmanenu, there's no Chi of Simcha Dafka with Basar, and even the other types of Simcha, you Yotze the Chi of Simcha Min HaTorah Bizmanazeh. If you don't have any meat on Yontif, you're still Yotze the Mitzvah of Simcha Min HaTorah. It's a major Nafka Min HaLach, obviously, when it comes to the Yomtov of Shavuos, when people are nohig because it says Shulchan Aruch to have milchig, does that mean? But there's still a mitzvah Simchas Yantif. So does that mean that a person can have a milchig meal at the expense of a fleishig meal, or a milchig in addition to a fleishig meal? So the Shagazari believes Raya Barura that you don't need any fleishigs, and that's how the Magen Avraham understands the pesak of the Shulchan Aruch that Simen Tav Kuf Chav Tes that doesn't mention Simchas Yantif Bebasar. Why doesn't he mention Simchas Yantif Bebasar? Because it's not necessary. to have basar for Simchas Yantif. Okay, now the says the Gemara Vayter now. So Lema Misayele, let's bring a raya to this idea that when a person brings a shlamim on Erev Yantiv, that he's not Yotze Simcha, he's not Yotze Chagiga. Lema Misayele, Vahayisa Ach Sameach, Lerabos, Lili Yom Tov Acharon, Lesimcha. Vahayisa Ach Sameach comes to teach us that the last night of Yantiv, the night of Shemini Atzeres, there's also a Chiyuv Simcha. So normally the word Ach comes to be Mimait, so that's the Kash. All the Achronim ask, how do we use Ach l'rabos lele yom tov ha'achron? It's talking about Sukkot. Sukkot is 7 days long. Shemini Atzeres is an eighth day. Ach somehow comes to teach us something new. Gam is a word that's l'rabos. Ach, rak, those are always words that are to be mimait. So I think, I don't remember where I saw, but I think they say b'shem l'gra maybe, that Ach is the miyut that it suggests over here is like the Medrash says. The Medrash says that what's the point of Shemini Atzeres? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for all these days we had this big fanfare and this huge celebration and you had all these mitzvos, you had sukkah and you had lulav, you had everything. So take a day where we have a suda katana, just me and you, Ribbono Shel Olam says, me and Klal Yisrael, and we'll celebrate together because kashalai predaskab, it's very difficult to separate from you. So it is a miyut. It's a miyut of everything else, of all the other mitzvos hayom, so we could focus purely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our emphasis is purely on Hashem. So that's the ultimate simcha. The simcha is the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even if it's a more quaint and quiet type of connection. Do I know for sure that it's coming to be Marbe the last night of Yantiv? Maybe it's coming to teach me the first night of Yantiv. Tamalomer Ach Chilek. That's why it says Ach to be Mechalek. My timer La Mishum De Ein Lo Bame Yismach. So isn't it coming to teach me that even though you don't have what to be Mesameach with, that nevertheless you still have Mitzvah Simcha? Lo, Kedetani Taima. I'm sorry, that you, yeah, on the first night where you don't have what to be Mesameach with, that's why we're rejecting Leili Yom Tov Rishon and instead choosing Leili Yom Tov Achron, because the Karban can only be Shechted during the daytime. Can't Shecht the Karban at nighttime, and we just said you can only Shecht the Karban on Yantiv itself. So on the first night of Yantiv, how could you possibly be Yotze the Mitzvah of Simcha? Someone just sent me an email yesterday. It was asking, what if they, let's say Yantav falls, Erev Yantav falls on Shabbos, so they couldn't bring Sham Lechagiga. But you look at your Karban Pesach, you realize that everyone's going to get a kazayis. No one's getting a big portion. So what do you do? How do you fill your stomach to make sure that you eat your Karban Pesach Halosova? Are you allowed to Shecht Basar Chulin that night? It's meaning once Motzoi Shabbos, once Yantav starts, are you allowed to Shecht just stam an animal, just so you could eat, it's not a Sham Lechagiga. Just stop to eat meat. I don't see what the problem would be. I don't know what the issue would be, but probably you have to. Probably you have to eat something so that you can eat the Karban Pesach Halasova. We'd ideally like it to be a Karban, so we'd like it to be Sham Lechagiga, but if you couldn't, you couldn't. But anyway, on the first night, you have no Eitza. What are you going to do if you have to shech the animal for Yantav itself? Well, you could eat matzah. Yeah, I guess you get right. You could eat other foods. You could eat vegetables, right? You could, but if is there any isser on Yantif to shech at night? There's no isser. I don't think so. So anyway, says more lo k'detani taima mari isa l'rabos eliyam tavach. So again, that was our raya. That's our raya that it must be assuming that whole brisa must be assuming that the only way to be yotze the mitzvah of simcha is by shechting the carbon on Yantif, and that's why you can't have a mitzvah simcha on the first night. Says Gemara, no, it's not a good raya. Look, k'detani taima, mari isal rabos leliyam tov achron lahotzi leliyam tov rishon. Why is it that we include the last night of Yantiv and exclude the first night of Yantiv? Marba ni leliyam tov achron sheish simcha lefanav umotzi ni leliyam tov rishon shein simcha lefanav. Now the real reason why the upper hand is given to the last night and not the first night is that the last night is preceded by simcha, and something that's preceded by simcha, you're already in a joyous mood. Doesn't take shifting gears, so therefore it's more likely that there is an inyan of simcha. But on the first night, it's not preceded by any simcha, so there's no inyan of simcha. So Masrav Yosef, Chagigas Arba Asar, Yotzei ba mishum simcha, vein yotzei ba mishum chagigas. Rav Yossi says, well, wait a second, we have another braisa that tells us that the chagigas are ba, so the chagiga you bring on your dalid, you can be yotzei mishum simcha. So doesn't that sound that you don't require the zvicha, the shchita of the karban, like you can be yotzei mishum simcha to be on yantif? Amai, habin in zvicha b'sha simcha v'leka. Don't you need zvicha b'sha simcha and you don't have it? So I'm reviddi baravin she'ikev v'shachta. No, it means a chagigas arba asar that you didn't shecht on time. It's ike v'shachta. You waited and you shechted it on the 15th instead of shechting it on the 14th. Amar Ravashi, hachinam mistavra. You got to say that's what it's talking about. Dilote mahachi hamas nisa man katanila. If you don't say that, then who's the author of the following brisa? Of this brisa, ben tema. Oh, is it going to be ben tema who's the author of the brisa that requires the karban chagiga to remember? He's the one that requires the karban chagiga to be just like the karban pesach. That was yesterday's daf. Ben tema hapasla belina. But ben tema would say that it's already pasla belina. So if the author of the brisa is ben tema, it wouldn't work because if it were shechted already on erev yatif, ben tema holds that the zman achila only extends through that night. You wouldn't be allowed to keep it over till the next morning and eat it then. And we know that the author of this brisa is ben tema, so it has to be that the shechita happens on tesvav and not on yodalud. So shema mina. So that's why we are certain that the case is ike v'shachta, that you left it over and shechted it on tesvav, and therefore it's not a raya against the chiddush that we suggested that you need zvicha b'shas simcha. Of Rav asked the following: Hahalul vahasimcha shmona. Halal and Simcha, the Mishnah says in Masechah Sukkah, goes through how many different days each of the mitzvos of Sukkah, of the answer of Sukkahs, apply for. So Halal and Simcha are for all 8 days. So V'i Amrit B'inan Zvicha B'sha Simcha, but if you're going to say that you require Zvicha B'sha Simcha, you need to Shech the Shalmi Simcha on Yontif itself. Hazimna Sagid L'mashkach Zal Shiva. Sometimes you're only going to have 7 days of Simcha. Kigon Shechal Yom Tov Rishon Lios B'Shavis. Because what if Yom Tov Rishon, what if the first day of Yatuf falls on Shabbos and you couldn't shecht on Erev Shabbos because you need Zvicha B'Sha Simcha? Can't shecht on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. So the final proof over here that we brought three proofs whether you can use Shalmei Simcha that are shechted before Shabbos. So this final proof is a brisa that says that the Chiv Simcha is for 8 days, implying that even if the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, there can still be Shalmei Simcha, presumably because you shechted it Me'erev Yom Tov. Samar Afuna B'Reid Rav Yehuda Misamcha B'Si'irei HaRegalim. No, there's still a mitzvah of Simcha. You use the Si'irei HaRegalim. Amar Rava Shtei Tshuvas B'Davar. Rava says, no, that can't be what it's talking. That can't be what it means, that there's Simcha for 8 days. And the way to do it is through the Sirei Aragalim. Chada, the Sirei Aragalim chai nechal and sliye nechal. First of all, the Sirei Aragalim cannot be eaten roasted. And in order to be Yotzei Mishum Shalmei Simcha, you need to eat it roasted. And second of all, the Simcha b'chai leka. Sorry, in order to be Yotzei any mitzvah of Simcha, you can't have Simcha on raw meat. It has to be roasted. It has to be cooked on some level. Va'ol kohanim ochlin v'Yisrael b'masamechim. And second of all, who eats this carbon? This is only eaten by Kohanim. It's not eaten by Yisraelim. The mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv is a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael. So that can't be what it means. It can't be that the Si'irei HaRugalim is our fulfillment of the mitzvah of Simcha. Ela Amar Rav Papa, Misamcha B'Ksus Nekia V'Yayin Yashan. How does one achieve Simcha? With clean clothing, nice aged wine. That's how one achieves Simcha. But there is some inyan of Simcha for all 8 days. From there we see that the mitzvah of Simcha, when you have the ability to bring a carbon, is Dafko the Shalmei Simcha. When you lack the ability to bring a carbon, the mitzvah doesn't go away, it transfers. It transfers onto other inyanim of Simcha. And that's what we were discussing before, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim versus Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Over here, the Gemara says, even when the Beis HaMikdash Kayim, but there's the inability to do Shalmei Simcha, so there is still some other form of Simcha. So says the Gemara, Ki Asa Ravin, Ki Asa Ravin Amar Blazer, Shlomim Sheshachtan Me'erev Yom Tov, Yotzi Ben Mishum Simcha, Ven Yotzi Ben Mishum Chagiga. Ravin disagrees. Ravin says, not like we said before, that the that anything you shach the nerv yot, if you cannot be yotzi mishum simcha, not mishum chagiga. He says you can be yotzi mishum simcha, just not mishum chagiga. Yotzi mishum simcha lo b'inan zvicha b'shach simcha. You can be yotzi mishum simcha because he holds you don't require the shchita of the shalmei simcha to be on yom tov itself. V'lo mishum chagiga, but you cannot be yotzi mishum karban chagiga because avi davar shebechova v'kal davar shebechova ein obalim min chulin, because anything that's a chiyuv has to be brought from an animal that was previously chulin. So meisvei. So now we're going to go bring the rise in the reverse. Meisvei v'yisach sameach l'rabbel say liyam tov achron l'simcha. Pasuk says v'yisach sameach, and we learn from there to include the liyam tov achron for simcha. Atomer l'rabbel say liyam tov achron oinu l'rabbel say liyam tov rishon. So does it come to include the last night or the first night? Tamal lomar achilek. So ach tells me that the last night is simcha, no simcha on the first night. My time alav mishum dein lo b'mei yismach. Isn't it because, again, it's the same raya we had before. Now it's just going, now we're saying it as a raya against instead of a raya for, because the position changed. So don't you see that there's no that there's nothing to be misameach with, because you need zvicha b'shah simcha, not like you said? So lo, k'detanya. No, the reason we include the first night and not the last night is for a totally different reason. Marisa l'rabba say liyam tov achron l'otzi liyam tov rishon, marba ni liyam tov achron sh'yesh simcha l'fanav, umotzi ni liyam tov rishon sh'ein simcha l'fanav. We include the last night for simcha because there's simcha before it. We don't include the first night for simcha because there's no simcha before it. Amrav kahana minayin le'emure chagigas chamisha asar shenifsalin belina. So now we have a new issue. Rav Kahana asks, how do we know that the parts of the carbon chagiga from the first day of Pesach become pasul to be brought on the Mizbeach if they're left overnight? They become nifsal belina. You're not allowed to bring them on the Mizbeach, even though they're supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, if they were left off the Mizbeach overnight. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. Pasuk says, do not leave over the chelev of my chagiga until the next morning. V'samachlei reishis. And near it, the term reishis is used. And which means lememra the high boker. I'm sorry. So that teaches us that parts of the carbon become possible by the first morning after it's shechted. Right? Rashis teaches me that ad boker is the first morning after it's shechted. Says no, lememra the high boker rishon. That teaches me that the boker means the first morning. Maskar of Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked that time of the cause of rashis. Ah, so it sounds like the only way that you know boker means boker rishon is because it said the term racious, halokas of racious, but had it not used the term racious, havamina my boker sheni, we would assume boker means the second morning, that you were allowed to leave it off the mizbech the first night, but not the second night. By the second night, it's got to be on the mizbech. But that doesn't make any sense, because the meat that you're allowed to eat, when does that become puzzle? When do we say you've left that over too long? That's already the previous night, right? Because if we're and because that's, it's 2 days in one night. So you shech the carbon, you have that day, that the night that follows it, and then the next day, and that's it. And yet the emurim, we're going to say it's ad boker sheni, until the second morning it doesn't become puzzle. The meat becomes puzzle before the emurim. Do we ever have such a thing? Amalei Abaye, alam alo. Abaye says, that's not so strange. Vahare Pesach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the carbon Pesach itself, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, would be a perfect example of such a carbon. Debasal ifsalei mechatzos, remember it's machlokas tanaim, when we can eat the carbon Pesach, until Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, only until Chatzos. So the basar of the carbon Pesach becomes pasul after Chatzos. When do the emurin become pasul? Ad boker, only the next morning. The emurin at safra. The emurin only become pasul in the morning. So you see that we have a precedent for such an idea from carbon Pesach. Amarava Rav Yosef Hachi Kakashale. So no, you misunderstood Rav Yosef's kasha. Rav Yosef's kasha was as follows: Mi kamidi di ilu tanu lebasar lo bai reishis. That when it comes to understanding the idea of when the meat becomes possible, we don't need the term reishis. Rav Kanale imurin bai reishis. And yet, when it comes to being learning out when the imurin are going to be possible, you know, we need the word reishis to indicate that it's the first morning. So maihi. What's that referring to? Where did we have a limud about the basar and not need the word racious to tell me that boker means the first morning? Titani, we have a brisa as follows: Lo yolin min habasar shartizbach be'erev ביום הראשון לבוקר. Limeid al chagigas arba asar shnei achelus l'shnei yamin v'layla echad. So that teaches us that chagigas arba asar is eaten for 2 days and one night. Oh wait, liyom v'layla. How do I know that? Maybe it means it can only be eaten for 1 day and one night. So Kishu Omer, when the pasuk says bayom arishon, the bayom arishon la boker hare boker sheni amur, so that already tells me about the second morning. Oenu ela boker arishon, or maybe that's only the first morning. Umani mekayim chagiga nachel sashnei yamim velayla echad chutz mizu Kishu Omer bo im nadar o nedava liman al chagigas yudalish nachelus lebeiz yamim velayla echad. Since we have precedent that chagigas arba, the chagiga in general is eaten for we learn from another pasuk for 2 days and one night when a person in general brings a carbon chagiga. So we see that the chagiga sarba asar is no different, is also eaten for 2 days and one night, as opposed to, again, remember Ben Tema, who held that the chagiga sarba asar has to be the same as the carbon pesach. So now that was the whole limud. So the Gemara says as follows. So again, just a chazer. If Kana asked how we can know that the parts of the carbon chagiga from the first day of Pesach became possible to be brought in the Mizbeach if they're left overnight, so the pasuk that teaches the issue of leaving the fast of the carbon chagiga overnight uses the term rachis, which means that the parts of the carbon become possible by the first morning after it's shechted. So Rav Yosef asks that it seems strange that with regard to the meat of the carbon, we know that it's not allowed to be left over until the next morning, even without the word rachis. Yet with regard to the parts of the carbon, we need the word rachis to teach that they become possible by the first morning. So and the Brisa just demonstrated, the Gemara demonstrates that the Brisa understands the pasuk to be speaking about the second morning when he uses a double phrase by Yom Rishon LeBoker. But when it only uses Boker, the natural assumption is the first morning. It's only when used by Yom Rishon LeBoker, use that double phrase, both Yom Rishon and LeBoker, that's when we assume that it's the second morning. Otherwise, naturally, we assume it's the first morning. So don't you see, even without any special word, racious, we automatically assume that it's the first morning. So Amar, Oeinu el Boker Rishon. The Brisa just said Oeinu el Boker Rishon. Ha'amr k'shomer bayom arishon harei boker sheni amur. But the extra phrase bayom arishon, not just boker, but bayom arishon, teaches me that it's second morning. So Amar hachkamer Oeinu el b'shtei chagigos hakasu medaber. Achas chagigas yudalid, vachas chagigas tezvav, vizula bokra, vizula bokra. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling me, that there are two karbanos chagiga. Each one has its boker. Hadaramar el tekaimelan chagiga nechel shneyam v'layla echad. Imkein im neder on nedava b'mai. So when it then talks about a chagiga that's eaten for 2 days and one night. So im neder on nedava, what's that talking about? Which carbon chagiga is that about? If it's chagigas arba asar, so it says yom v'layla. We chagigas tezvav haksiv ba yom v'layla. It also says yom v'layla. Elahai lechagigas tezvav v'heich kulei kra lechagigas yudalid. So it must be that that im nadar is going on the chagigas tezvav, and b'yom arishon is talking about chagigas yudalid. Limeid al chagigas yudalid l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. And b'yom arishon laboker teaches us that chagigas arba asar is eaten for 2 days and one night. So bottom line is, again, the whole limud boils down to this. Time of the kasav b'yom rishon. Once we're able to weed it out and say this is talking about a single this whole phrase b'yom rishon laboker is talking about a single carbon chagiga, and it's the combination of the phrase b'yom rishon and laboker that teaches me that that single carbon chagiga, the chagigas yudalid, could be eaten for 2 days and one night, which means it does not become puzzle on the first morning. It only becomes puzzle on the second morning. So now you see, time of the kasav b'yom rishon laboker, demai boker, boker sheni. It's only because you had the double phrase b'yom rishon laboker that you would even have a havam, that we even learn that boker means the second morning. Hakol eicha d'chsiv boker stama. But what do we normally assume when it just says boker? Boker rishon. We assume that normally it means the first morning, even though it doesn't say the term rachis. So that's the limud that we have. So again, the bottom line is the point of the limud is to demonstrate that you should not need the word reishis. Rav Kahana said that how does he know that the chagigos chamisha asar becomes possible on the first morning? It's only because you have the combination of the word boker and the word reishis to show me that it's the first morning as opposed to any other morning. So the Rav Yosef demonstrated that you shouldn't need the word reishis, because when it comes to the basar, we don't need the word reishis. The word boker already means the first morning just alone, and we need an extra term to tell me the second morning. So we shouldn't need the word reishis to tell me that the word stam boker by the emurin means the first morning. That should have been a davar pashut. Okay, says the Mishnah now. HaPesach sheshachto shelo l'shmo b'shabbis chayev alav chatas. That even though we shecht the carbon Pesach on Shabbos, if the carbon is pasul, the shochet is considered to have violated Shabbos. So the Mishnah gives several examples of how a carbon is going to be pasul, the carbon Pesach that you shecht on Shabbos, might be pasul, and therefore you're going to be chayev carbon. So the first case is, if a person shechted a carbon Pesach while having in mind that it should be for a different carbon, shelo l'shmo, so he's chayev to bring carbon chatas for violating Shabbos. Vishar kol hazvachim sheshacht on l'shem Pesach, all other, when a person shechts other karbanos, having in mind that they should be a karban Pesach on Shabbos, im einon ru'uyin chayiv. So if the animal is totally inappropriate for a karban Pesach, for example, it's a female animal, it's older than a year old, it's something that's just an animal, it's not ro'uy to be a karban Pesach, so then the person who shechted it has to bring a karban chatas for being mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. V'im ru'uyin hein, but if they are ro'uy, Rav Lazar Chayiv Chatas Rabbi Yeshua Poter. If the animal is the type of animal that would be appropriate for Karban Pesach, but Elamai, what's the problem? It was designated for another Karban, it was designated for something else. So then Rabbi Lazar is Mechayiv Chatas, Rabbi Yeshua says you Poter. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says rather, it sounds like a Gemara because there's a whole Shakla Vitaria. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar says to Rabbi Yeshua, Ma'im HaPesach Shu Mutr L'Shmo, Kishashina Shmo Chayiv, if the Karban Pesach, which had you brought it L'Shma, it would have been fine because the Karban Pesach is allowed to be brought in Shabbos Lishma, but the second you bring it for some other Kedusha, now you're going to be Chayiv, Zvachim Shein Asurun Lishman. So other Karbanos, which to Shech them Lishma on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach Shalba Shabbos, would be Aser, Kishashina Shman Eino Dinshu Chayiv. So when you Shech the Shalom Lishma, that should make it worse, not better. I mean, if you take this Karban that has some other Kedusha and you Shech it for its intended Kedusha, you'd be Chayiv. So when you're Mishana the Kedusha, it's going to be better for you, and now you're going to be Pater? That's ridiculous. Some relay Rabbi Shur says, lo, in Marta B'Pesach, Shashino B'Davar Aser, Tomer B'Zvachim, Shashino B'Davar Amuter. He says, no, there's a very big difference between those two cases. When you're Mishana the Korban Pesach, you're being Mishana it to something that's not allowed to be Shechtan on Shabbos. You have in mind that this Pesach should count as Chagiga, as whatever. So you're being Mishana to something that can't be Shechtan on Shabbos. When you take some other Korban, you're being Mishana it, you're shechting it l'shem Pesach, l'shem something that can be done at Shabbos. So the shinui is improving it; it's not degrading it in any way. So I'm like Rabbi Lazar says, "Emurei tzibur yochichu." Now, proof that I'm correct from the emurei tzibur, shein mutarin l'shman, that you're allowed to burn them l'shman, v'ashochet l'shman chayiv, and some who shecht l'shman is going to be chayiv. So Amalei Rabbi Shua, lo mamarti be'emurei tzibur, sheyesh lan kitzva. Tomer v'pesach shein lo kitzva. He says, no, there's a big difference between the emurei tzibur and the karban pesach. The emurei tzibur has a set amount, so there's a limited number of people that are involved in the emurei tzibur. What are the emurei tzibur? Rashi points out, emurei tzibur karbanos ha'amurin b'tzibur. Emurei tzibur means the karbanos that ha'amurin b'tzibur b'shabbos. The karbanos doesn't mean emurin like the parts of a carbon, means the karbanos that one has to bring on Shabbos, that the tzibur has to bring on Shabbos. Kigon, tmidin, musafin, meaning there are other karbanos besides the carbon pesach brought on Shabbos every single day of the year, 365 days a year, we do bring carbon tamid twice a day. We bring carbon musaf on Shabbos. So that we have these. So what do you see? You're allowed to shech them l'shman, and if you shech them shalol l'shman, you're going to be chayiv. So he says, no, but there's a big difference. They have a kitzvah, meaning there's a very tiny amount of people that are involved in bringing a carbon tamid, in bringing a carbon musaf. As Rashi points out, yesh l'kvitzah she'ena ro'a acherim harbe asukin b'shchitasan v'kivin she'nishchat ha'tamid yodehu she'en tzarech l'shchot od. Once you shech the carbon tamid, you know there's nothing else to do. Hilkach ein zeh toa El Shogeg. So such a person is not making a mistake. He's not a Toh B'dvar Mitzvah. He's not making a mistake as he's trying to do a Mitzvah. He's just Stam a Shogeg. He should not have made that mistake, because once you bring the Korban Tamid, it's over. Once you bring the Korban Pesach, what's the next thing you do? Get the next one. There are thousands of them that need to be brought. Hundreds of thousands of them that need to be brought. So when a person does something wrong in an effort to shech the Korban Pesach, that's a Toh B'dvar Mitzvah. That's not just a Shogeg. He's making a mistake while he's trying to do a Mitzvah. Remeir Omer, Afa Shochet L'Shem Emurei Tzibur, Pater. That even someone who shechs L'Shem, a Korban Musaf, a Korban Tamid, is also going to be Pater. So bottom line is, if you take an animal that's the type of animal that would be appropriate for a Korban Pesach, but it was designated for another Korban, and you have in mind that it should be brought for the Korban Pesach, three shitos in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says, Yechai v'chatas, you have to bring Korban Chatas because you violated Shabbos with that shechita, and it's just like a person shechting other Korbanos for the sake of communal Korbanos, of Korbanos Tzibur, on Shabbos, where the person is chayiv even though he was trying to do a mitzvah. Rabbi Shua says that since the person was trying to do a mitzvah with the shechita, he's pater from bringing the Korban Chatas. Rabbi Shua does not think that it's the same thing as other Korbanos for the sake of Emuri Tzibur, because there's a specific limit in number of communal Korbanos that are brought each Shabbos. It's Yeshlan Kitzvah. There are huge numbers of Korbanos Pesach that are brought on Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Meir holds, Afa Shoch L'Shem Emuri Tzibur Pater, that even when somebody shechts another Korban for the sake of a Korban Tzibur, he's Pater, because he's a Toh B'dvar Mitzvah, he's trying to do a Mitzvah. I mean, he thinks that it's understandable that someone could make that mistake also. Even though there's very limited number, there's one or two Korbanos Musaf and two Korbanos Tamid that are brought the entire day, very limited number, it's still called Toh B'dvar Mitzvah. You're still caught up in trying to do the mitzvah. So even if you shecht another carbon for the sake of the carbon tzibur, he's still willing to say that you're going to be pater. Next example of a carbon that's going to be pasul that you shecht on Shabbos l'shem Pesach, shechtu shelo l'ochlav, shelo l'mnuyav, l'arelin u'l'tmein. Chayav. If a person, somebody shechts a Korban Pesach on Shabbos for people who can't eat it, or for people who aren't registered on it, or for people who don't have a bris mila, or for people who are tamei, so he's chayav to bring a Korban Chatas because he violated Shabbos. Such a Korban Pesach is pasul. However, ali ochlav v'shalol li ochlav, l'mnuyav v'shalol l'mnuyav, l'molin ula arelin, l'tmein ula taharin, Potter, if he shechted it for a group of people that includes both appropriate and inappropriate people, since the carbon itself is kosher, you're not going to be chayv to bring carbon chatos for shechting on Shabbos, because the carbon that you just brought is perfectly kosher. It's a perfectly valid carbon. So the shechtu v'nimtza balmum chayv. If a person shechts the carbon Pesach on Shabbos and he finds that it's a balmum and therefore it's a pasul carbon, he has to bring carbon chatos for violating Shabbos. But shechtu v'nimtza treifa, let's say he shechted, he didn't find it to be a balmum, he found it to be a treifa. Big difference between a balmum and a treifa. A balmum is an external blemish, and we spend 4 days checking over the Korban Pesach to see if it has any external blemishes that are a mum kavua that would passel it. A treifa is an internal blemish. There's a hole in the lung, there's something inside that you could not have possibly known by examining the animal from the outside. So if you find it to be a treifa baseser, if the type of treifa that it is, not that it's missing a leg or something, it's a type of treifa that's a hole in the lung that you never could have known, so then it's pater. So then you're going to be pater because it's complete onus. There's a difference between shogeg, and so far we've been contrasting shogeg with toa b'dvar mitzvah, but now we have shogeg versus onus. It's just completely out of your control. There is absolutely no way that you could have known any better. It's totally beyond your control. Cannot have known about any internal injury before the shechita. That's why you're going to be pater. Last case, shachtu v'noda shemashka abaylam es yadam, o shemesu o shenitmu, if you shechted and then found out that the owners withdrew from it, or the owners died, or became tameh, you don't have to bring a korban chatas because it was onus, it was beyond your control, because you could not have known that the owners were no longer connected to the korban. We have a minute or two before. No, we're done. Okay, have a great day. Good Shabbos. Oh, on Sunday we're going to be doing Monday's daf because we're doing two on Shabbos. So the recordings are going to be missing one more than usual. So Sunday's going to be Monday's daf.